Hello, my name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Keith Murky, who is with the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, and Keith is here to talk to us about fair housing, about employment discrimination, and about how you can protect yourself in your everyday life. So, Keith, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for coming. It's been a while since you've been on the show, and I know you're busy.
Yes,
doing
yes,
things
yes.
to try to help Marylanders be better Marylanders in
right.
many ways, and be more tolerant and appreciate our diversity rather than being threatened by it. So I'm glad to have you on the program again.
Thank you.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, who didn't catch your previous show, could you please tell us a little bit about the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights?
Sure. The Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, which formerly was known as the Maryland Commission on Human Relations, so people may know it by that name.
Right.
Our office is the office that enforces Title 20 of our state code, which deals with discrimination in housing, employment, and public services or accommodation.
Uh-huh.
Our office also enforces Title 19, the state procurement code, which deals with state contracts. What we do is has several aspects. One is that we investigate discrimination complaints in housing, employment, or public services.
Uh-huh.
We also provide educational and outreach services, free educational outreach services to any company, agency, business, nonprofit, faith community within the state of Maryland.
Great, great. And your job as a community relations specialist?
Right. I'm an education outreach specialist. And uh-huh. so my job deals specifically with going out providing educational programming, doing training, going to events, putting out our material. So if you know of anyone or you work for an agency that's having an event that you think we might be a good fit for, please mm-hmm. let me know.
How can they contact you?
Oh, you can give me a call at 410-767-8560, or you can email me. It's Keith, K-E-I-T-H, .Murky, M-E-R-K-E-Y, at Maryland, M-A-R-Y-L-A-N-D, .gov. So
great.
It's keith.murky at maryland.gov.
So that's 410-767-8560 or keith.murky at maryland.gov. .gov.
Right. That's the easiest way you can get hold of me.
Great, great. How long have you been with the commission?
Going on 16 years.
Wow.
So I've been here for a long, long
time.
Yeah,
you know where the bodies are buried, as
that's
they say.
Right. And it's also, you've seen changes, and then not so many changes. I look at the numbers. When I go back and look at numbers uh-huh. of cases, we've gone up and down. And some people will say, well, if it's going down, then it's not necessary. Well, there are lots of reasons why numbers go down.
Right.
If you're in a recession, people don't complain because they don't want to lose their job.
Right. Or their apartment or whatever.
Or their
it is.
Apartment. Or like yeah. they don't make a complaint because they're terrified of retaliation. And
right.
retaliation is also under our law as being illegal. So you have the right to file. You're given you have federal protections as well as state protections on the right to file. You know, you're given that right. And if someone violates that by retaliating against you for filing, you would come to our office for that.
Great. Let's talk about employment discrimination.
Okay, great.
What is legal and what is illegal, and what is the what should people look out for?
Okay, under employment, it could be everything from where jobs are advertised. Mm-hmm. Are they even advertised where people of a variety of people can see it? If you go for an interview process, what kind of questions do they ask in the interview process? We counsel businesses all the time about creating a list of questions that you follow, that you don't deviate from.
Mm-hmm.
When someone asks you a question like, do you plan to have children? Do you have a church home?
Yeah.
All of those questions, which you know that if you answer and then all of a sudden you feel that the interview goes downhill from there. Those kind of things. We also look at how you're treated at work, whether someone's getting better benefits than you. We look if you're let go, because even though we're an at-will state, it's illegal to fire people for discriminating reasons. And I'm going to give you the list.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to run over the list of the categories of people that are protected from discrimination and employment, and it's very similar to housing. I'll put those two together.
Please.
So we protect against racial discrimination, sex, which we also know as gender, and under that comes sexual harassment. So
right.
any kind of sexual harassment complaints would come under our sex discrimination. National origin, color discrimination or tone of your skin, religion, including not only your practice of religion, but your non-practice of religion, disability, both mental and physical, marital status, sexual orientation, gender identity, which is our newish, which deals with persons who are transgender, and finally, for housing, it's familial status. Under employment, we have genetic information, and that means that your employer can't test you for markers, or they can't ask you questions about what kind of diseases have you had or your family has, those kind of questions, and then make employment decisions based on it.
Right. I tell folks when they ask me, and I'm not an expert in employment discrimination, but that it's like housing. They should ask you questions and they should ask information. It's perfectly legal to ask things if you're applying for a job that are about the job, about
Correct.
Your capabilities of doing the job. And
right.
housing's the same way. Ask about and tell you information about the housing.
Can you afford it?
Right.
You know, that's when we talk
right.
about housing. Can you afford it? You know, what does your credit look like?
Right.
All of that, and employment, just like you said, it's like when somebody asks you a question, what has that got to do with the job? Asking me my religious affiliation, what has that got to do with the job?
Right.
Can I do the job? Asking someone their sexual orientation, what has that got to do with the job?
Right, exactly.
And those are the kind of questions we look at. With the numbers, I'm looking at the numbers. Of course, employment's always been our highest form of discrimination.
And what types of employment?
We're seeing in employment is like race, disability, retaliation are our highest, followed by gender or sex.
Wow.
So those four are our top ones. And housing, it's disability, race, and familial status. So race is always is within the mix, but for housing, it's disability. I mean, by large, you know, disability
wow.
discrimination in housing. Whether it's there are not parking spaces for the disabled, or whether people are not given accommodation, they're denied accommodations both in employment and housing. So those are how they're treated. You know, are there facilities available? Because so many things like within housing is that people, like even condo associations, will think they are, you know, they are their own kingdom, and so they can
right.
make any decision. Not knowing that, no, you can't make that decision.
They're part of the state of Maryland.
Right. I mean, we've had cases where people were denied accommodations in widening the doors to their apartment. So they in a wheelchair, they couldn't get in their own apartment. Or they couldn't make use of cabinets or wall switches. And so by law, they have to be allowed to do that, to lower them, to correct them, to make so they can use the apartment.
Yeah. And the law says they need to return the place to what it was before,
right.
unless it enhances the value of the place, which
right,
it often
right.
does.
Right. You don't want to, once you've widened the door, you don't want to shorten a door back. Now, you may raise cabinets back up, and you might, but many times, you might leave grab bars in the bathroom.
Right.
Because anybody could use those.
I want grab bars.
I do, too. I won't slip and fall.
It's just safe. That's right.
It is. And so some of those things, like you said, some things they'll ask you to return it, but other things not. But the common areas of places like condos and apartment buildings and things like that must be accessible for everybody.
Yeah.
And so so we're seeing that kind of stuff. Familial status is still up there, which is why the law, fair housing law, was, you know, really kind of created, because families with children were not being able to find places to live because they were going adult only or single only complexes. And there was no place for people with children. They also can't segregate. So you can't have a children's building,
yeah.
you know, families yeah. with children building, you can't segregate. But the fact is that we're seeing increases in disability, because it used to be race and gender, like underemployment, but it's race and disability now, because people are living longer with disabilities and working longer with
right.
disabilities.
Right.
And people know, they know that it is illegal to do that. And I think that's the sometimes the anger and the pushback we get with people, like, why can't it just be like it was 30 years ago? Well, the reality is it's not 30 years ago. And don't you want things to be in place when something happens to you or your family?
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you get there. My younger brother has a little issue with some things. And I keep saying, you know, Kevin, the problem is that if something happens, it can happen in a moment. You can be in an accident and get sick in a moment.
Right.
And all of a sudden you can't go to your favorite restaurant again, or the movie theater, or get out of your own house, or get out of your apartment. And all of a sudden you're going like, there should be a law.
Yeah.
There is a law.
Yeah.
So we just need to enforce it and make sure that people know. So I, you know, whenever, if you even suspect it, give us a call, because it might be that you see something other people don't see.
Yeah.
Because of your experience.
Yeah.
You could walk around any city in our state, Baltimore, any of those, and you'll see buildings that if you're in a wheelchair, you can't get in.
Yeah.
You can see that. And we work with companies. We work with businesses. We got the at the Inner Harbor, we got the USS Constellation Disability Accessible. You know, it used to be you couldn't get on it.
I appreciate that. I went on there. There was a ramp. It is a lot easier.
Mm-hmm, a lot easier. We got a, there was a lift put in so you could go to two decks of the ship. Now, you can't go everywhere. I mean, just by space in old buildings, in historic homes and things, you just really can't go everywhere. I went to Mount Vernon, and you can't go upstairs at all if you have mobility issues. It's the house isn't built that way.
Right.
And there's no place to put it without destroying historic fabric. So and it's we work with that. We work with historic designations. We want to make sure people we want people to get as reasonable as possible. We want people to be reasonable about this as well. We don't you don't get what you want, you get what's reasonable.
And I think reasonable is has always been the credo of the law. And the dilemma is I think that some folks look at this and they feel that it's inconveniencing them.
Correct.
And they don't find that as reasonable. But like many many laws, like for example, stop. You've got to you're rushing. I was rushing to come here, and there's a red light.
Right.
And you say, well, gee, that's there's nobody coming the other way. You know, that's not reasonable for me to have to stop here.
Right.
But it's there. That law is there to protect everybody.
Right.
Not just you.
I don't have children. Why should I pay for schools?
Right.
I find that unreasonable. It takes us my money for school. I have no children. But the fact is we all need to participate in this process. We are a democracy. You participate in that process of providing for all persons within a society. That's what makes civilization. That's what makes a society.
Right. And frankly, protecting, like, for example, the thing about religion. You know, I'm a person of faith. I know you are. And at the same time, we enforce laws to protect the rights of people that don't have faith.
They don't have religion. The traditional faith systems.
Because it's right, it's reasonable, and it's moral to do that.
Correct. It's saying that that we share the world with so many different people, and we make as many accommodations for so that everyone can enjoy that which we've been given, you know, a world to live on. So that means we live next door to people that may not think differently than we do, and even the people that we share faith communities with think differently from each other.
Right. Well, we're getting really near the end here, Keith. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Sure, and I want to mention one thing before we
–
because we do the education outreach. One of the things that we're starting in March 2017, is a new leadership program.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Maryland Equity and Inclusion Leadership Program. It's really kind of exciting for us. It's a nine-month program starting with a two-day retreat, which what it does is that it'll help enhance leadership skills for persons who are members of nonprofits, government, community groups, and also it helps them create diversity-based initiatives for their workplaces, looking at the world in Denver. So they'll have exposure to a lot of different great speakers, events, sharing. They'll create their
Sounds
own
great.
Thing. So, you know, if you're interested in that, please give my supervisor a call, Tara Taylor. Her number is 410-767-6459. That's Tara's number. Now, if you have a complaint, please call us at 410-767-8600, or you can send us an email at mccr.maryland.gov. You can call us at, 410-767-8600, or fax it at 410-333-1841, or walk in at 6 St. Paul Street downtown at the Schaefer Tower.
Wonderful.
So please, you know, let us know if we can help you in any way. We'll be out there for you, and if you need educational programs or outreach events, please give us a call.
Wonderful. Thank you so much,
Keith. Thank you.
Lots of great information there for folks. Unfortunately, though, we are out of time here in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Keith Murky, who is Education and Outreach Specialist for the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, for being our guest today. Thank you, Keith.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.